A Mecklenburg County jury this afternoon found former UNC Charlotte quarterback Kevin Olsen not guilty of rape on all counts. He had faced four counts, including three of second-degree rape and one count of sexual offense against his then-girlfriend in February of 2017. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has covered this entire trial, and she's joining me on the line right now. Sarah, the jury deliberations went over multiple days, and then you were there as the verdict was finally announced. Tell us about the mood there in the courtroom as the jury returned its decision.
We were actually very surprised that the jury was entering a verdict today because they had a lot of questions they were sending to the court, and some of those questions were, what if we can't come to a consensus? What if there's a mistrial? So it was very surprising that there was a verdict today. But all of a sudden, in the later afternoon, about 20 sheriff's deputies sort of entered the courtroom, and you could tell the mood really shifted. Mr. Olsen and his family entered the courtroom, as well as his former girlfriend and her family. And it was just kind of a lot of tension in the air, knowing that, in fact, a verdict was about to come down. And as soon as that verdict was read of not guilty, Greg Olsen, who Kevin Olsen's brother, was in court today, and he let out an audible cry, as the rest of the Olsen family did as well. They had to be reminded a couple of times that court was still in session and that they had to keep their voices down. So it's very emotionally charged. Olsen's former girlfriend was escorted out of the courtroom very quickly and into the victim's room that the state has for their clients. And, you know, she was obviously had a very emotional reaction as well.
Well, I understand prosecutors talked with the media after the verdict this afternoon. What was their reaction?
They were disappointed by the outcome. They did thank the jury for their time and for the thought that they put in. This, like you said, Mark, this went over various days, multiple days of deliberation. So it wasn't a snap decision that they made. You know, obviously they were disappointed, and Assistant District Attorney Kristen Northrop did say that, you know, while she thanked them for their service, that sexual assault cases are extremely hard to prosecute because there are a lot of ideas about what is consent, how that looks with couples that are known to each other where an accusation of rape is made. So while she did thank them, she did say that, you know, she believed there were some societal pressures at play with the decision made by the jury.
And as we said, you've been there for the entire trial this week. What were the main points of the defense, and any idea what parts of that may have especially reached the jury in coming to their verdict?
Well, George Warren, Kevin Olsen's defense attorney, made this a trial by text message. That's what he called it at one point. Olsen's former girlfriend had sent many texts leading up, of course, to this alleged incident, and then afterwards kind of processing her emotions and thoughts and feelings. And those texts were really brought up every day in court. And they did, I believe Mr. Lawrence sort of painted a picture of who he believed Olsen's accuser to be. And he was able to paint this picture sort of that she was, you know, very jealous, seeking revenge possibly from Olsen. And that was really where the defense went with their argument that this was an incident that happened and that this whole trial was based on some kind of revenge seeking from Olsen's accuser.
All right, Sarah, any other impressions from your time following this case?
I have to say, it's a very fascinating process to watch a trial from beginning to end. I was there for jury selection. It was fascinating to hear the types of questions these jurors are asked, and up till today, and sort of thinking, you know, where things are going, hearing testimony from somebody from the state or somebody from the defense, thinking that it's going to go one way. And you never really know what is going to happen next. So it was very interesting to sit back and to watch and analyze this whole process, and really just intriguing to kind of witness.
And on such a timely issue. So thank you, Sarah, very much.
Thanks, Mark.
WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reporting on the verdict today in the Kevin Olson rape trial. A Mecklenburg County jury this afternoon found him not guilty on all counts.